Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje ke bangcwele sithanda ukukhuluma ngelanga lendaba ye Pentecost. As previously we have mentioned ukuthi iPente means 50 and i50 leyo it takes us back abantwana baka Israel when they came out of Egypt in after 50 days mabe fika on a 50 days bafika e Mount Sinai. I thank God ukuthi ngafika e Mount Sinai nase Midian. Oh bafika ke bangcwele e Mount Sinai and mabe fika uMoses ebeyothatha the 10 commandments kaNkulunkulu. Manje kithi abantu the Christians ilanga le Pentecost ke lona lilelo uNkulunkulu owahlisa umoya engcwele ngaphakathi kwethu. Kodwa first of all I would like us not to be ignorant that the Holy Spirit was functional in the creation. Akaqalanga ngokuthi ehlele phansi, but he was functional in the creation. Uma sifunda incwadi kaGenesis 1 verse 1, siyafunda ukuthi when the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over waters. Again, uma sifunda futhi izwi likaNkulunkulu kwincwadi yeZaga chapter 8. Siyathola ukuthi izwi lelo liyasitshela ukuthi the Holy Spirit was there uma uNkulunkulu a creator. Ngoba lithi uProverbs chapter 8 uma simfunda from verse 26 to 31 lithi before he made the earth or its field or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in a place, when he marked out the horizon of the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so that the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundation on earth. Then I was a craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in the presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Manje siyabona ke bangcwele ukuthi wayekhona umoya engcwele ngoba umoya kaNkulunkulu, and ukuze into noma sishumayela singashumayela ngempela sikhulume yona into. But when the Holy Spirit is not there, people cannot be convicted. Ngani ngoba it is the Holy Spirit who convicts people. Manje ngisakhuluma ngendaba yePentecost ukubaluleka kayo umoya engcwele. Ukuthi umoya engcwele ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi wayekhona kwamandulo. Akezanga ngoba eqala ukwehla on the day of Pentecost. Uma sifunda again laphayana kwincwadi kaExodus chapter 31 reading from verse 1 to 5, what we read there, little Elilizi, Exodus 31, from verse 1 to 5. Little, then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uru, the son of Hur, of the tribes of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God, with a skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of craft to make artistic design for the work of gold and silver and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. Manje, we can see ukuthi the Holy Spirit was involved, also empower uBezalel, empower nomunye uri amadodana kahe ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi mabenza izinto zethempele akwazi ukubahloma. Remember bangcwele ukuthi these people makwenza lokho, they were still in the wilderness, they were still besahamba endleleni beqonde kuphi ebeqonde kona esethembisweni kaNkulunkulu. So the Holy Spirit is wabanikeza ama skill njengoba sifunda lana. We are trying to show ukuthi umoya ongcwele was functional even before. Now funda again kwincwadi yamanyumeri ekuchapter 27 wakhona uverse 18 wakhona leli lizwi ulithi uNkulunkulu uma ekhuluma noMoses wathi kuMoses take Joshua son of man Nun because his spirit my spirit is in him uNkulunkulu wabonisa uJoshua uMoses ukuthi makathathe uJoshua agcobe yena ngani ngoba umoya kaNkulunkulu already so kuJoshua manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi into eyenza ukuthi uJoshua uNkulunkulu as young as he was abe ne interest yakhe is because naye uJoshua ngokwakhe waye umuntu owakhetha ukuba noNkulunkulu ngoba le Exodus chapter 33 wakhona uverse 11 wakhona uma simfunda lithi uMoses uma ebuya ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu manje uma sifunda ku Exodus chapter 33 verse 11 ithi the Lord will speak to Moses face to face as a man speak to his friend then Moses would return to the camp but his young assistant Joshua son of Nun did not leave the tent manje kuyilapho sibona ukuthi wa develop yena ngokwakhe i relationship yakhe noNkulunkulu kungekho uMoses ngoba lithi izikaNkulunkulu wayethi mabephuma lapho yena wayesala e developa i relationship yakhe noNkulunkulu manje lokhu ekseni kwanamhlanje kuyasifundisa ukuthi abazali bakho angeke ba develop i relationship yakho noNkulunkulu umfundisi wakho angeke develop ope irelationship yakho noNkulunkulu kudingeka ukuthi wena as individual mina as individual kufanele ukuthi sibe abantu abahlale bukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu ukuze sibe nomoya kaNkulunkulu sibe nendlebe yokumuzwa uNkulunkulu ngani ngoba sisebukhoneni bakhe you know bangcwele I remember members zebandla lami into ababeyenza labo mama babehavuka ekseni ngabo 4 beyohlangana kwenyindlu kwenye indlu nabanye abazalana bakelinye ibandla and they used to pray them but I was like I cannot mangithi angeke kwenzeke ukuthi abantu bavuke ekseni ngabo 4 beyokhuleka mina ngilele What I did nami ngoba bazomuzwa uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uzokhuluma nabo bazwe izinto mhlawumbe ezingaphezulu kwami njengoba ngiyini ngiwumfundisi wabo ngani ngoba no David uyacho ukuthi I am more than my teachers manje kuyenzeka ukuthi mawungekho ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu the people obalidayo bazomuzwa uNkulunkulu ukudlula wena manje kwakwenzeka ukuthi bona mabethi seyango 4 mina kudala ngo 3 sengivukile ngashaya i-one hour yam mabe yongena bona lapho beyokhulekela khona mina sengidlulile lapho angikhuleki nabo ngikhuleka aside manje yilento engishoyo ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje umoya ingcwele waye khona and izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu ezokhetha wathi kuMoses khetha umuntu onomoya wami manje lokhu kuyasibonisa ukuthi umoya ingcwele wayisele kwekhona Manje in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit never indwelt a person as individual. The Holy Spirit, yayifika ngaleso sikhathi imthume umuntu temporary. Ma ayisuke futhi manje akufani manje nangesikhathi samanje ukuthi manje ngesikhathi se Pentecost wayezohlala phakathi kwethu to come and indwell in us ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu ezini likaNkulunkulu kwaba nesithembiso uma sisifunda lapha kwincwadi kaEzekiel Ezekiel ku chapter 36 there is a promise lapho uma sifunda Ezekiel chapter 36 sifunde uverse 25 no 20 ukuya phansi uthi uNkulunkulu kubo I will sprinkle clean water on you and you'll be clean I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of a flesh and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws manje siyabona uNkulunkulu wenza lesi sethembiso even nangesikhathi esika Ezekiel ukuthi I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Manje lokhu uNkulunkulu mayekuthembisa njengoba namhlanje sibona sikhuluma ngendaba yePentecost ukuthi manje yaba khona iPentecost but umoya ingcwele wayisoloku ekhona esebenza ngani ngoba nakhona lapha kuEzekiel 37 siyafunda lapha kuverse 1 okhona uthi uEzekiel the hand of the Lord was upon me and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. Manje azange aye ngokwakhe, but it was the Holy Spirit who led him. And uNkulunkulu lestela lamlidela to the dry bones. Manje yiloko sithi umoya engcwele ube soloke khona esebenza even in the old testament but ebengahlali ngaphakathi kweinhliziyo zabantu kodwa uNkulunkulu wathembisa ukuthi manje uzohlala ngaphakathi kwabantu einhliziyweni zabantu manje lokho kwenzeki kuwonke umuntu ngoba umoya engcwele kahlale endaweni engcolile njengoba sifundile lapha ku chapter 36 wakhona athi uNkulunkulu I will sprinkle clean water on you and will be clean. Umoya engcwele kahlale endaweni engcolile. Umoya engcwele udinga indawo eclean. And indawo eclean yenzwa yubani? UJesu igazi lika Jesu Kristu. Yiko lokho ukudingeka ukuthi simamukele uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Afika ngene phakathi kwethu enhlizweni zethu. Then umoya engcwele uba nendawo yokuhlala. And at the same time the book of Ephesians iyasitshela ukuthi we must not grieve the Holy Spirit senzele wona manje ne 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 the Bible tells us ukuthi umzimba wethu is the temple of the Holy Spirit manje prior death uJesu Kristu siyafunda la uHoly Spirit ukuthi yayenza imisebenzi eminingi masifunda incwadi kaLuke ku chapter 4 siyofunda ku verse 18 to 19 Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, lifundeka kanje leli lizwi. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Manje, umoya ingcwele uthi Jesu Kristu, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Manje labo bantu abaphuwa. Leyo phuwa leyo sasi phuwa in spirit. Ngani ngoba sasingenayo umoya oyingcwele. Ngani uma engekazi ukuzohlala nathi. And at the same time siyakhumbula uma uJesu Kristu eceda ukubhabhadiswa. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu. The Holy Spirit led him to be tested by the devil. Cabanga kube umoya ongcwele emlidayo ukuthi ayothestwa. Manje kubuyela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakwazi ukuyisebenzisa into engathestwanga. Kufana nathi bangcwele, uma siya eitoro, sithola izinto zikwishelf, kodwa zivelanga zafakwa kwishelf. Those things, after ziprocessiwe, they were tested by the Bureau of Standard ukuthi they can be able ukuthi zisetshenziswe yiko lokuzika uma shelf kufana nathi uNkulunkulu cannot use us unless he tests us uNkulunkulu ziningi indlela asithesta ngazo ngesinye isikhathi uzositesta nangemali ngani ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu you cannot serve God and money then ufeyile or uphase uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi lo ngingamsebenzisa kule area ethile manje uJesu wathestwa nathi siyathestwa and it is the Holy Spirit who leads us to be tested ukuze siqualify ngani ngoba uPetro uyasho ukuthi uma insindiso yethu Ifaith yethu ibaluleke njengegolide elithestwa ngomlilo. Nathi sizothestwa. Ngani ngoba igolide liyathestwa emlilweni. Masingena emlilweni, singena emlilweni ngoba siyathestwa ukuthi lo muntu uma kengena kusilingo so uzokuma na. Kukhona la uNkulunkulu akhuluma kuJeremiah athi uma uhluleka ukugijima ngeenyawo uzokwenza kanjani ukuthi ugijime ngamahashi. manje kukhona ukuthi uhluleke ukwenza into esimple bese enzima uzoyenza kanjani yiko lokhu uNkulunkulu efuna ukuthi umoya engcwele kube uyena osithestayo manje sikhuluma ngesikhathi sePentecost ukuthi uma ifika isikhathi sePentecost it didn't mean to say beqala ukufika umoya engcwele the Holy Spirit was there all the time uma kuCreator was there manje nalapho Genesis chapter 1 athi uNkulunkulu masenzeni umuntu abomfana nigiso wethu wayekhuluma nabo ubuthathu obuNkulunkulu uyise nendodana nomoya ingcwele manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ukubaluleka kwamoya ingcwele empilweni zethu sibona lana ku John chapter 16 verse 7 umoya ingcwele help us uyasisiza ngoba empeleni uthe uJesu Kristo I will send you another helper manje that helper is the Holy Spirit sometimes there's something esingayi understand like a scripture when we are reading a scripture usually when I read the scripture engingasi understand I ask the Holy Spirit kumoya engcwele ngisize ngiyayizwa lento mara ngizwa kahle sometimes he may not answer me same time or answer you same time that is why when you are reading the word of God you've got to read as the person who's owenzani ostudishayo have a pen with you ngani ngoba umoya engcwele uyakhuluma as we are reading the word uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nathi ngezwi lakhe akakhulumi nathi outside his word sometimes uthola ukuthi awu understand then you underline that thing udlule kuyo one time uzothi mawuthi umoya engcwele athi nayi lento seke manje uyambula kuwe akusasi logos but it is a rema it is an usho ini it's a revelation word a rema word manje the Holy Spirit ku John 16 verse 7 iyasitshela ukuthi he helps us ku John 16 ku verse 13 wakhona he's the one who convicts us of our sins without the Holy Spirit without even ministering to people with the Holy Spirit, people cannot be convicted. You know, sometimes, sithi masibona abantu abadakayo, sifuna iscripture, ezabantu abadakwayo, ukuze sibatshele ngobudakwa. Kanti leyo nto leyo, nasiphi scripture, osivulile, uma ngabe isiqondene nokuthi uNkulunkulu abaconvicte labo bantu, they become convicted. Manje ngikhumbula mina nawe kukhona izinto iscripture ezenza ukuthi siphenduke mina into eyenza ukuthi ngiphenduke u 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 elithi grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord our Savior that thing it's not convicting I mean, si izwi engathi yey, but izwi elangihlaba. Sonke sihlatshwa yizwi ukuze siphenduke. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ngaye umoya ingcwele ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe iminingi siyafunda lapha ku John 14 sesivala uverse 26 ukuthi he teaches us and give us wisdom ku John 16 13 to 15 he guides us unto all truth ku Galatians 5 22 to 23 he makes us to be able to bear fruits and ku verse John 14 verse 27 He is our comforter. Go 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 6. He equips us kuma spiritual gifts. Uma sibheka futhi sezivala manje ku 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4 to 6 go Acts chapter 8 he helped us to do the will of God usenze ukuthi sikwazi ukwenza intando kaNkuluNkulu and the Holy Spirit sends us njengoba sifunda ku Zenzo 13 ukuthi wabathumela u Barnabas no Petro uyena umoya engcwele osithumelayo uyena umoya engcwele uthi mawuhlangana nomuntu kuvuke ukuthi ukhulume izwi kungoba manje umoya engcwele uready ukukhuluma nalo muntu through wena manje ukubaluleka kwamoya engcwele ukuthi abe khona phakathi kwethu ngelanga lePentecost yizo zonke lezo zinto esidingeka ukuthi umoya engcwele simalawe ngoba you cannot grow without the Holy Spirit you can preach the word from Genesis to Revelation but it won't convict anyone unless you are baptized with the Holy Spirit manje siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba sizwile lapha ku Acts chapter 1 ku verse 14 wakhona ukuthi babe khona ozibanibani bekhona belindele lomoya engcwele behlelwa umoya engcwele wabanikeza iboldness ukuyotshela abanye abantu without the Holy Spirit we cannot have iboldness yokutshela abantu ngoJesu may God rich bless us as we commemorate manje ilanga lePentecost uNkulunkulu asiphe lona ukuthi ehlise umoya ongcwele. May God bless you and may God strengthen you ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.